Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
An affiliate group of the Green Party, the Just Transition Greens, last evening offered their support and solidarity to Antashka and denounced what they described as political interference from Antishuk Micheál Martin in relation to an appeal against a proposed €140 million cheese manufacturing plant in County Kilkenny. The row deepened yesterday as Antishuk said he's entitled to say he hoped the National Trust would not appeal a decision by the High Court to allow planning permission for that plant. Opposition, however, accused the Taoiseach and government TDs of interference in the process and of pitting environmentalists against farmers in his approach. Now, in a moment, I'll speak to Fine Gael TD for Carlow Kilkenny and former junior minister John Paul Phelan. First, though, on the line is Nasa Harrigan, Green Party TD and member of the Just Transition Greens. Good morning to you, Nasa. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So what's your take on this? Do you believe there has been political interference, to use the language of the Just Transition Greens statement last night?
I do indeed. I think there are two issues here. The opinion of various TDs on a particular planning application is one thing. It's perfectly normal for a local TD to give an opinion. However, the last week has been extraordinary on two counts. One is the call from a cabal of TDs to defund a statutory body because they don't like what it says. And the second is the intervention of senior members of the government in supporting this cabal against our own, you know, the Antashka is our own national trust. Now, we don't dismantle the structures of our democracy as a favour to big business. That's an outrageous call, first of all, but it's also deeply worrying to see members of the government insert themselves inappropriately into a legal process. Now, we have a very difficult history in this country of politicians interfering in the planning process. We've had tribunals on it. I have to say, I'm not particularly surprised to see a Fianna Fáil minister return to the bad old days of planning interference, but I am surprised to see Fine Gael politicians adopt the tactics of the Galway tent.
Mm-hmm. Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan tweeted this morning that if Antashka has an issue with government policy, they should lobby or stand for election, but don't frustrate the independent professional adjudication of the project. Does he have a point there? Because the planning process is over, is it not? The court's process is over as well. The High Court has granted permission, so we're talking about an appeals process.
Absolutely, set out in law. The role of Antashka in the planning process is provided in Irish law and has been for decades. It does incredibly important work in ensuring adherence to environmental legislation. Antashka has the right to appeal this decision, and it's up to the court, not Barry Cowan, to decide whether there are grounds for an appeal. It's not for politicians to be making that call. Antashka doesn't receive government funding for any planning cases. They run a number of government-supported programmes such as Green Schools and the National Litter League, but they fundraise for their other work. So, you know, this isn't about the cheese plant itself. This is about the political interference, fairly shameless political interference in our statutory planning process.
And you mentioned the tribunals of the past, but this is very different, isn't it? There's nothing underhand here. These are open and public comments, and you're openly responding to them.
Well, I don't know if that's actually the case. It turns out that some of the loudest objectors in the Dáil actually have declared interests in Glanbia. And, you know, I think we've seen some really kind of concerning behaviour over the last few weeks, and I would recommend people go back and watch the Committee on Agriculture last week, who invited Antashka in to speak to them. And I have to say, I've never witnessed anything like that at a committee. The aggression and the incivility levelled at an NGO of mostly volunteers who are acting in good faith. It was an extraordinary performance from TDs who should really hold themselves to a higher standard of behaviour in public life.
Now, your Green Party colleague, the TD Stephen Matthews, he issued a statement earlier this week saying he's disappointed by the Taoiseach's comments about Antashka, and he defended their role. But you could also look at that and say that that's interference in the same vein, in the same way that you're accusing the government politicians of doing.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think recognising a group's statutory role in the planning process and supporting that and supporting the legal process is completely different from making a comment about the case itself, which even in this interview we've been careful not to do.
Is there any milk processing plant that Antashka and you yourself would be in favour of?
As I've just said, I'm not even going to comment on the issue of the plant itself. Although I have to say, I would like to know from the senior politicians who are commenting on this issue and are telling Antashka not to carry out their statutory role, which sector of society they believe should take on more than their fair share in reducing emissions so that Glanbia and their shareholders can continue to increase their pollution and their profits with no thought to the rest of society. Or perhaps those politicians are offering to pay the emissions fines themselves, although I suspect that that's not the case and it will be the Irish taxpayer yet again who foots the bill.
Where do you think this goes from here? I mean, your criticisms are very sharp, very cutting of your coalition partners. The government isn't going to collapse over a cheese factory, though, is it? Or is it?
I doubt very much that it is. I think what we should all do is take a step back and let the legal process play itself out. That is the way things are meant to work. That's the way the planning process has been set up. As I said, we should not be in the business of dismantling the structures of our democracy just because we don't like the way that democracy and that debate is happening. There are legal processes in place here and we should just let them play out.
All right, Nessa Harrigan, thank you for joining us. As I said, I'm joined on the line by John Paul Phelan, Fine Gael TD for Carlo Kilkenny, former Minister of State. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kerry.
Strong criticism there from your government colleague, Nessa Harrigan. She alleges political interference and that it is inappropriate. What do you say?
Well, she doesn't understand the planning system. I mean, as you pointed out in your question, which you didn't answer, the planning process has been completed in this and the legal process has been completed too. Now, Antashka have signalled that they want to appeal the High Court judgment. But I would say to your listeners, read the High Court judgment. It's quite extraordinary in some of the passages that Mr. Justice Humphreys delivered only a couple of weeks ago. He said that, and this is a direct quote, Antashka's real grievance is with government policy, and the issues raised were not a basis for challenging this permission decision made under the planning code. And then he went on to say, in our system, such policy questions have to be left to the electoral process.
That's as may be. But Antashka have an absolute right to appeal.
Nobody has suggested, including myself, that they don't have the right to the court.
They've been told to pipe down. They've been told to walk away from this.
There has been no suggestion that they don't have the right to the courts like every other individual or every other organisation. The issue is, at what point do you accept that the courts have made a decision and the planning process has made its decision independently of politicians? I mean, this allegation of interference. I have a... Plan B is the largest indigenous Irish company that's ever come out of the southeastern region. I own shares, and that's what Nessa was talking about in Glanby. I mean, my father passed away 14 years ago. I got his shareholding. I've never bought or sold a share in my life, and I don't even know what the share price of Glanby is, but I do have thousands of farmers. There's 4,500.
But if you have
shares,
it does preclude you really from making a judgment call on this or making a comment, because you have an interest in the company.
No. You don't understand the electoral laws yourself, if that's the case.
I understand what share ownership means. Everybody does. You have an interest in a company and you're defending that company's right to expand.
I have no role in making a decision on whether this permission will be granted or on whether Glanbia would expand or not. I have a role as an elected representative of the people of Carlow and Kilkenny that I have to voice their concerns. If I was... And this is what happens at local authority level in particular. If people have a share in property, they have to absent themselves from votes on it. Does not preclude them and cannot preclude them, because everybody involved in this discussion has a vested interest, including Antashka, in the actual discussion, the item that we're having. I would have to exclude myself if I was involved in any of the decision-making process, but certainly no... way that I can exclude myself.
What does it mean, though, if senior members of government, yourself, the Taoiseach, saying that they hope an appeal won't be lodged by Antashka? Now, are you suggesting that that's not intended to have any influence on that organisation?
No, I think the Taoiseach is one of the few people who's actually read the decision of the High Court and read what Mr. Justice Humphreys wrote. I mean, at the end of his decision, he said, and another direct quote, Antashka has failed to produce any scientific evidence that can contradict the onboard Panola inspector's report. Any scientific evidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a damning judgment. Antashka are engaged now in a process, are starting another process to try and delay the construction of this plant.
Yes, but reading the judgment doesn't answer the question. What does it mean when senior members of government say, we hope an appeal won't be lodged? That is an attempt to influence Antashka's decision going on from here.
No, it's an attempt to get them to read the judgment and to act upon it.
So to influence their decision.
The judge was very clear. There's like a lot of things that happened actually even in the last few months in relation to Antashka. They introduced a new constitution last December, which fundamentally changed how the organisation works. They do have a prescribed position. constitution under the planning laws. But the Antashka, since last December, when that constitution came in, is a completely different organisation now. We can't have a platform for people who are serially objecting to so many important infrastructural projects. This is a Brexit-funded project, this joint venture between Royal Ayr and Glanbia, because it's producing a product we don't already produce in the country.
I just don't know where we go from here, right? Your party agreed to go into government with the Greens. You've committed to reducing emissions by 7% a year to reach a 50% target by 2030. This is the first hurdle. It's a cheese factory. Yeah. I mean, what does this say about the rest of the lifetime of this government?
There, you see, this is at the nub of this issue. I mean, I don't think Antashka have actually even read about the application. Glanbia currently send out about 15,000 litres of milk to other producers, or to other processors in Ireland weekly, because they don't have the capacity to process. They're also at the moment asking their farmers to produce milk off-peak. The most environmentally the friendly form of milk production occurs in these months that are starting now in May through to August.
So it may be seasonal. But can you just answer my question? What does this say about the relationship between the coalition partners in government?
Claire, your question was about this being the first hurdle in terms of environmental issues. There will be virtually no additional milk produced as a result of this plant.
So you're saying that this plant will not increase environmental emissions?
I said, yeah, because Glanbia is already producing a lot of the milk that's sending to other processors, and now it's asking its farmers to produce milk off-peak, which means a greater environmental impact than milk that's produced during the summer months.
John Paul Phelan, thank you for joining us, Fine Gael TD for Carlow Kilkenny. And I have a response from a spokesperson for Antashka to all of that. Antashka carefully studied this application and on board Planola's decision. Government has adopted a policy to accommodate dairy expansion, but at the same time, they're obliged under EU law to reduce ammonia air pollution, protect water quality, reverse loss of nature and take action on greenhouse gas emissions. All of these obligations and limits are being breached, says Antashka, by continuing dairy expansion, and that is the basis of our case. Also, we've had some people looking for our website address where you can find the list of political dramas and documentaries. That's rte.ie/todaycb.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.